The Honorable Ketanji Brown Jackson is speaking in front of the Senate Confirmation Committee for the Supreme Court. Big day for the Honorable Ketanji Brown Jackson. Let's get a preview of kind of what we might see throughout the day in terms of the back and forth between the judge and the senators. Kimberly Robinson, Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter, joins us. Kimberly, what is your expectations for today? You know, we've been told this is going to be a critical day for Judge Ketanji.
Right. Well, we got a preview yesterday where the senators made opening statements, and we got some suggestions about what they're going to be focusing on these next 2 days. And so one thing that came out from GOP senators is that even though they're clearly still smarting over the confirmation hearings for the Trump nominees, in particular Justice Kavanaugh, they're not going to be focusing on these more personal attacks. Instead, they're going to be looking at her record. And so we've seen, you know, the only Republican to speak so far today, Chuck Grassley, is really doing just that. He's asked her about how she'll approach constitutional cases. What does she think about cameras in the courtroom? And even started talking about her on the wonky statute, the False Claims Act. So I suspect that will be, you know, kind of a more low-key confirmation hearing than we've seen in the past. But, of course, unexpected things happen all the time.
Is there enough support, Kimberly, to get this through without a significant fight among Democrats within each other?
Well, you know, that's been a critical question because the Senate is 50-50. There is the opportunity for a tie-breaking vote. But what we've seen with judicial nominations is that the Democrats under Biden have really stuck together on them. And so they are able to get those 50 votes that are needed. And oftentimes we see some of Biden's nominees getting even some Republican support. So that, of course, was the case with Ketanji Brown Jackson when she was confirmed last year to the D.C. Circuit. She picked up some other Republican votes. And so this is really her chance to try to convince Republicans, one or two or three maybe, that they should vote for her confirmation.
Kimberly, give us a sense of timing here. Is this something that can be is going to be drawn out, or can we wrap this up pretty quickly? What's the sense?
Well, I think, you know, these hearings are scheduled to end on Thursday. And then, you know, because of some procedural maneuvering in the Senate, it'll probably be another couple weeks until her vote can be brought up to the floor. But this is something that the Senate can definitely get done before the end of the term in June, which is when Justice Breyer, who Judge Jackson would be replacing, has said he intends to step down.
What's the general feeling among the GOP in terms of posting some sort of opposition? Because we saw some pretty dramatic moves against some of former President Biden's picks. How much are they going to even attempt a repeat of that?
Well, you know, there really is a really difficult political calculus here for Republicans because, you know, unlike the most recent Supreme Court confirmations with Kavanaugh and Barrett, this really isn't going to shift the ideological makeup of the Supreme Court that much. And so the question for GOP senators is how much political capital do they want to spend, particularly given the historic nature of this confirmation, given that she'd be the first black female justice. But Republicans are going to press her on her record. We've already seen some pretty harsh or, you know, staunch questioning from Senator Hawley from Missouri on her record in child porn cases. And, you know, right off the bat, Chairman Durbin wanted to give Judge Jackson an opportunity to address those, and she'll probably face more questions on those. But whether or not they'll, you know, spend a lot of political capital to, you know, try to hold up her nomination doesn't seem like something that, you know, works within their calculus.
All right, Kimberly, so let's assume that Judge Jackson does get confirmed here. What are some of the cases that we should expect rulings from this Supreme Court? What are some of the key cases that you think are going to be coming up and we should really be on the lookout for some decisions?
Well, I think one of the biggest cases, and we also might hear about it today, are some affirmative action cases, both out of Harvard and North Carolina. We're likely to hear about it today because, you know, I believe the GOP senators are going to push for her to recuse in that case, given that she's on the Board of Overseers. But there's another companion case, and I think that will be, you know, next term's blockbuster whenever the court comes back in October. That's going to be one to watch. And there's also another case about Indian adoptions and, you know, how that factor, you know, how states can use race when considering adoptions in that way, and that's going to be a really good landmarker for how the court views other Indian rights. So those are some of the bigger cases that she'll face if she gets on the court.
Kimberly Robinson, thank you so much for being with us. Bloomberg Law Supreme Court reporter, talking about those hearings.